Last week we looked at the books of the Bible, and it was listed in Article 4. What is the canon, or the rule, or the list of books in the Bible? And notice in our section here, it says the first two words are key. We receive all these books. We don't make the Bible. We don't choose the books. They're already chosen by God. All we say is, we receive, Lord, what you have given to us. You see the difference. This is significant because just across the street over there, they say they made the Bible. They didn't receive it. They made it, and they can continue to make it. Okay, so this is a very key point. We receive all these books, and notice, and these only. There are 66 books in the Bible. The Bible is self-authenticating. Notice it says there, because the Holy Spirit witnesses in our hearts that this is the Word of God. God doesn't need our help. He states it, and all we can do is say, Amen. Yes, truly, there are evidences, as it says. But the evidence aren't the foundation. The evidences are the confirmation that they're true. I like the Westminster Confession of Faith, what they have to say. The authority of the Holy Scriptures, for which it ought to be believed and obeyed, depends not upon the testimony of any man or church, but wholly upon God, who is truth himself, the author thereof. And therefore it is to be received, notice that word, it is to be received because it is the Word of God. Not contains, not becomes, but it is. And that is critical for us to understand. And then when they talk about evidence, it says, whereby it does abundantly evidence itself to be the Word of God. Nevertheless, our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority thereof is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. 420 times we read in the Bible, thus says the Lord. The Bible is God's word to us. It has binding authority upon us. It is a standard for our rule in life. It is how we live and how we understand the truth. It is canonical. It regulates our life. It's the foundation of our faith. It's there to strengthen and uphold us. There's so much more I could say, but I'm taking time away from the sermon. So we'll stop at this point in time.